This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Welcome to Kanenbaum Podcast, a podcast designed to offer the Christian rest during life's journey, with music and devotional segments by those who support the teaching of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, the Wells. My name is Tom, glad to be serving as your host for this episode. This is episode number 166. We'll begin with a peace devotion, Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Reputation matters. In fact, if you think about it, how much of your life, how much do we spend on our reputation? Our clothes, our haircut, the car we drive, the perfectly manicured lawn. Reputation is worth investing in. And if it's important for us, if it matters for us, what other people think about us, then that certainly also is important for God. His name, his reputation matters. One of the neat moments in the Bible with God and his name and reputation is when Moses first meets the Lord and God reveals his personal name to Moses. Do you remember what happens? Moses comes up to the burning bush and the angel of the Lord tells him, "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." What is the holy ground in your life? What is that ground that is sacred and set apart for God and His holy name? Well, first, when we answer that question, we have to look inside. We have to look at our own hearts. Is my heart holy ground? I wish that were the case. When I look at my heart, I see all the times I haven't put God's reputation first or God's honor first. I see a place that's often inhabited by sin. I see a place that oftentimes I'm ashamed of. And I would want God to be everywhere but in my heart. However, God takes our hearts and He makes it His holy ground. He places His name on you. When God places His name on you in baptism, He takes you and me and He consecrates us as His own. He dedicates our heart. He dedicates this earth, this body, as His dwelling place on earth. He washes away our sins. What an amazing comfort that is, that God wants His dwelling place to be in us. That He takes people like you and me and uses us to proclaim His reputation to the world. And God doesn't just take our hearts and us as individuals and set us aside for the use of His name. But when we answer that question of what's the holy ground in my life, I hope you also think about your church, your home church, that place where God causes His name to dwell. We see that throughout the Bible. Wherever people call upon God's name and wherever God's people gather together for worship, that is sacred ground, a sacred space. It's sacred because that's where God's word is proclaimed. That's where the gospel is shared, where people learn about Jesus, their Savior. And here God takes all these sacred spaces, whether it's our hearts, whether it's our churches, and He uses us to proclaim His holy name. By being together as the body of Christ, God uses us to share the good news that Jesus is our Savior. You have holy ground. And whenever we pray that prayer, "Hallowed be thy name," we're asking God to not only to use our hearts and our churches, but to use all of us together to keep His name holy here on earth. Amen.
Up next, the Lord's Prayer, sung by Koine.
Ooh. kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Next, we have a devotion from Nathan Ness. This is based off of 1 John 1:7.
Hi, I'm Pastor Nathan Ness with a short devotion for you from God's Word. Avocados aren't the answer to sin. I never thought I'd have to say that. But one of the hit commercials from the Super Bowl earlier this year showed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden right after Eve had eaten the forbidden fruit. The sky was dark, Adam realized he was naked, the world was falling apart. Until, thankfully, a squirrel showed up with an avocado. Try this, he said, they make everything better. Thanks to avocados, the world became perfect again, and everyone could enjoy walking around naked. So I'm going to say it again. Avocados aren't actually the answer to sin. Making jokes about sin isn't the answer to sin either. Nor is mocking the Bible. What a society we live in. We care more about creating funny commercials than about the wrath of God. If we think avocados can save the world, if we think the Bible story of Adam and Eve is a stupid myth to laugh at, we'll be surprised one day when we face God. Sin is serious, very serious, and avocados aren't the answer to sin. But God has provided an answer to sin. The blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Avocados don't make everything better. It took the life and death, the blood of Jesus, to pay for Adam's sin and Eve's sin and your sin and my sin. Through the cross of Jesus, you are forgiven. Jesus is the answer to sin. As our society jokes about sin, take your sin seriously, as God does. Repent of your sin each day, and remember this beautiful truth. The blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Depending on the tone of that exclamation, you might hear something different. One person might say it in reverence, another with no regard for what they're really saying. How do you feel about using God's name? God wanted the people of Israel to be uncomfortable with misusing his name. When the people of Israel gathered at Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments, there was one command that carried a strong warning with it. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. That's a striking remark. Many in ancient Israel took it so seriously they just stopped using God's name altogether. But is that what he intended? How should we treat God's name? We'll find out today as we begin our study of the seven requests in the Lord's Prayer. The first request in the Lord's Prayer is a short and simple phrase, but contains one of the grandest themes in the Bible. Hallowed be thy name. In the Gospels we read, Hallowed Be Thy Name, and many Christians pray it in English according to the Book of Common Prayer and the King James Bible, Hallowed Be Thy Name. But these words might remain a little unclear to the normal English speaker. We don't typically go around asking God to hallow anything. Hallowed be thy name? What does that even mean? One translation paraphrases this as, may your name be kept holy. That's a good explanation. To hallow something means to make or keep it holy. Obviously, we can't make God's name holy. It already is. God hates evil and loves what is good. There's nothing we can add to his reputation or make him any better or holier. But in this petition, we are praying that God's name might be kept holy and regarded as holy by his people. How have they done with that task? Sadly, Scripture records how God's name has not always been regarded as holy. The children of Abraham, the Israelites, failed to always honor God's name. And we can't just point at them. All the world today wrongly misuses the name of God as a curse, an outburst, or with complete disregard. And others tell lies in his name with their false teaching. And don't forget, to keep God's name holy means more than just speaking rightly. It also means living rightly. God's name is dishonored when a Christian doesn't live like Christ. God's name is dishonored when a Christian says God tolerates what he calls evil. When a Christian is proud, arrogant, selfish, rude, impatient, or lacks compassion, they dishonor the name of Christ. They use the name of God to cloak lies and wickedness. Christians are baptized as God puts his name on them, yet how do they treat his name in the way they live? How about you? Do you treat God's name as holy? Every Christian ought to tremble at the warning, the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. But he does hold guiltless the sinner who calls on his name, seeking mercy. That's only because in his mercy he dealt with our guilt. To remove the guilt for the times that his name was dishonored, he sent his Son to take our place. And Jesus, the holy Son of God, willingly bore the guilt of a world that had trashed his name. They even mocked his name as he hung on the cross. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. But all who trust in him are guiltless because he took the guilt of every sinner on himself. That forgiveness is free, but it wasn't cheap. Jesus paid for it with his suffering and death. The generals and presidents of the United States often get honored by having a battleship or aircraft carrier named after them. And no matter what that admiral or commander-in-chief might deserve, a military vessel demands respect. But our God doesn't choose any imposing battleship to bear his name. He chooses to reveal his name through his Son and to make it known now through his redeemed people. Christians bear his name. He doesn't demand respect. He doesn't send us to demand respect. He wins it and deserves it. He won it by his great sacrifice for sinners. I don't know about you, but that is a God whose name I wish to make known as wonderful and holy. Christians, use his name and regard it as holy. Until next time, join with the children of God who pray, Hallowed be your name, or may your name be kept holy and regarded as holy among us and by all we say and do. And we pray, knowing he has taken our sin away and made us holy through the work of his Son. May he work in his people the praise and honor of his holy name. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor at Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus. We'll close today with a song by Branches Band. This is based off of Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord.
Not to us, Lord. Not unto us. House of Israel, trust the Lord, he's their help and shield. House of Aaron.
great love for us and your faithfulness, O Lord. The Lord remembers and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of
to us, but to your name be glory, because of your great love for us and your faithfulness, O Lord. Not to us, Lord, not unto us, but to your name.
You have been listening to Canaan Bound Podcast. This episode was first shared in July of 2023. To find more information about the Peace Devotions, visit peacedevotions.com. To learn more about the music of Koine, search for Koine Music and you'll find their website and other materials and resources. That last song, shared by Branches Band, comes from a group that has many resources available for church musicians and others. Visit branchesband.com. And as always, you can find information about this episode and the artist and segments featured here by visiting canaanboundpodcast.com or looking at the show notes in the podcast. Thanks for joining us. We encourage you to find a Wells Ministry location nearest you. Visit wells.net. And remember His promised rest.